It's a collaboration. It's not a competition.
I think we're able to maybe dream a little bit bigger after this program.
That's what I didn't expect going in. We're still having follow-ups happening from Collab.
Apply. You won't regret it.
Welcome to the Startup CPG podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Freitag. What if you could leverage the resources and experience of one of the largest snack companies in the world to grow your brand? Today, we get to hear from two brands who did just that as members of the 2022 Collab cohort by Snack Futures at Mondelez International. In this episode, you'll hear from Bridget Wolf and Jackie Haney from Snack Futures, who are returning guests, and from the co-founders of Go Nanas, Annie and Morgan, and Pan's Mushroom Jerky, Michael and Shannon. It's a lot of voices with a lot of great insights and an episode with the most guests we've ever had on the show at once. Listen in to hear about the experiences of Pans and Gonanas participating in the program, including what they learned, long-term connections they made, and how it's accelerating their growth, including new retail launches, consumer insights, operations mastery, and also hear about the timing of the next Collab cohort, how to apply, and what makes a brand a great fit for the program. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show today. So glad to have such a full house on the podcast and get to talk all about Collab and hear your experiences. So I'd love if we could start off by having Bridget from Mondelez tell us a little bit about Snack Futures, and then we'll go into a little more about the Collab program, and then we'll hear from a couple of the brands that were part of the experience.
Thanks, Jesse, so much for having all of us today. This will be a fun conversation. That's something that we're so passionate about at Mondelez, which is discovering the next set of disruptors in snacking. And for those who may not know Mondelez, it's about a $28 billion worldwide snacking company. The big brands like Toblerone and Oreo that you might know about. But in Snack Futures, we are an innovation and venture hub looking to unlock the next area of future growth. And we do that through Collab that you'll learn more about. And we're so excited to really partner with these startups to help them, to learn from them, be inspired by them, to help the big machine out too, to think differently of our day-to-day, but mostly to grow so that one day we can invest in these future forward brands.
That's great. Thank you, Bridget. Yeah, it's so fun to have you and Jackie back on the show. We had you on previously where we talked about this upcoming cohort. And then now to get to circle back and talk with brands who've been in the cohort, I think is so fun to kind of come full circle. So I'd love if, Jackie, if you could tell us a little bit more about the Collab program, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Collab is an immersive 12-week startup engagement program. It's powered by Snack Futures, which is an innovation and venture hub within Mondelez. And through the program, we seek to find ways to collaborate with startups in unique and meaningful ways, driving mutual growth for both the startups and for Mondelez. One of our Snack Futures mantras is really pushing the boundaries of what's possible when big and small work together. And that really comes to life over the 12 weeks in the program. The program is comprised of three main elements. We have a virtual curriculum where we bring in subject matter experts, industry veterans, and emerging entrepreneurs to share what some of our participants have dubbed a mini MBA in CPG. We also have workshops where we bring everyone together in person, cover a variety of topics and really hands-on programming. And lastly, each startup and company that participates gets mentors. And with those mentors, they're really able to customize the program and dive into specific challenges their business is facing and help develop strategies to address those challenges and accelerate their growth.
Great. Thanks, Jackie. And you know, as we share about this today and you hear from brands who have been through the cohort, at the end of the episode, we'll also talk more about, you know, applying for future cohorts and what it looks like to be involved, because I think it's just such a cool opportunity for brands within our startup CPG community to start thinking about and to get to have, you know, two brands today that we get to hear from about what it was really like. So I'd love to start out just to get to know our two brands here on on the show today. So we have Go Nanas and we have Pan's Mushroom Jerky with us today. So I'd love to start with Pan's Mushroom Jerky and just hear a quick little overview about the company and how you decided to, you know, when you decided to apply for Colab, and then we'll dig into more about the program.
Sounds great. And yeah, my name is Michael Pan. I'm the founder and CEO of Pan's, and thanks for having me today. And I'm excited to share our story as well as our experience with Colab. But Pan's, our mission is to reduce meat consumption by offering satisfying, nutritious, delicious foods made from mushrooms. And our journey started from after a family visit to Malaysia back in 2006, when they served me a snack that I had been making, that they'd been making for decades. And my family, they're vegetarian Buddhists, so I knew I wasn't eating meat at the time, but and I couldn't quite put my finger on what the snack was. And so needless to say, I found out I was eating a mushroom. And so what that trip did was it really opened my eyes to this culture that has been in Southeast Asia for a long time, where they've been using innovative ingredients and production process to create foods that mimic the taste and texture of meat. And so it was really at that moment I knew that I had something that I wanted to share with the rest of the world. And so we launched officially, while conceptually we launched in 2006, we fully launched in 2018 when I started working on the business full time. And we've been off and running ever since. And, you know, what led us up to the Colab experience, we've been growing, and luckily we're in a very fast paced, hot market and being plant based. And, you know, along the way, we've gotten out of this kind of launch phase, conceptual phase over the past few years. And now we're looking to scale our business with larger and larger retailers. And, you know, along the way, we found that, you know, our playbook for launching isn't quite the same as later on where we're at now. And so when we heard about the Colab program from another person who had been through the first cohort, we sounded like it was a great fit for us, where if we could get in, we can learn and leverage just this amazing, sounds like amazing resources and experience with Mondelez to help us scale and grow our company. So that's when we decided to apply, goodness, early this year, I think. And it's been, was an amazing experience.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Michael. And I have to say, I got the Pan samples in the mail, and I'll admit I was a little nervous. Mushroom jerky. What's this gonna be like? But the packaging is beautiful, great colors, very clear. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna try it. And then I was super impressed. The texture's great, really interesting flavors. So I'm so glad I got to try, you know, try the product. And it's really interesting to hear about your quick growth curve. So I'd love to now hear from the Go Nanas team as well, a little bit, you know, about your company and also how you found Colab.
Absolutely. And thanks for having us. We're so excited to be here, and Colab just ended, but this is a great little reunion and to rehash everything. But we are a better for you banana bread company. So we sell mixes that are all vegan, gluten-free, and nut-free. So the idea there is everyone can really enjoy a homemade baked good. There's so many allergies these days. And so this is really something that is an inclusive baked good. And there's a big gap in the baking mix market. So we're trying to fill that with our banana-based baked goods. And we started this company at the University of Michigan. So Annie, the other co-founders on here, and I were actually neighbors at the University of Michigan. And we grew up eating banana bread. So my Mimi had a famous recipe. Her family had famous recipes. And we really saw a lack of healthy and tasty treats on campus, and we're big baked good lovers. So we actually set off for a few years as undergrads, recipe testing and combining those recipes to try to find the best banana bread recipe that just happened to be better for you. And that's really what led us to start Go Nanas. And we launched our first baking mix and went full time in 2020 in the height of the pandemic, when banana bread just so happened to have its moment and blow up. So that was a pretty good time for us. And so we've been doing it full time for about a year and a half now. And Mondelez really came at the perfect time. We spent
about a year of just building that mixed business that really started to gain traction. Just ourselves, all virtual during the pandemic, you know, just a few years out of college and new to the industry. So we knew we wanted to learn, and what better way to learn than from the snacking experts themselves. So we found out about the opportunity just from the CPG community, and we knew we had to apply. And truly, it was invaluable. I feel like we are so much more prepared and confident going into these next stages of growth. And I don't think we would have been there without this program. And so we just learned so much in order to take our business to the next level.
That's incredible. And yeah, I hadn't fully made that connection with the banana bread rush during the pandemic and then go-nanas. I'm like, that, yeah, what a perfect moment. That's incredible. And our listeners may know, because I've mentioned this before on the show, but like my husband has celiac disease. And so we're a gluten-free household. And so at first I was a little bummed because most of the time, you know, baking mixes or stuff that I'm getting, I'm like, oh, I can't make them. I was like, oh, I can make this. And so I made the fudgy brownie banana bread mix for a group of friends. It disappeared almost instantly. I was like, oh, I was going to have a second piece, but there are no second pieces. Okay. and then I tried I love a cake in a mug. So I did the instant mug mix as well. So that it was super fun to get to try. I got my samples from both brands on the same day. So it was a, you know, perfect day.
I'm so glad.
That's awesome. Well, I'd also love to hear. So the program is 12 weeks long. And so I'd like to hear from each of you. You know, what were some of the highlight experiences from those weeks? Were there, you know, certain topics or themes that really resonated with you? And, you know, and we'll go back to the PANS team, but I'd love to hear, you know, which parts of the program were really a highlight for you? What did you get out of it? And yeah, a little bit more about that.
Yeah. I mean, there were, I'm sure, like Annie and Morgan, there were so many for all of us. And I think, you know, one of the highlights was definitely, I don't know how much I can fully share, but we had a visit to a place where we were all able to stay together, all the brands and all the people behind the brands. And we were able to have a couple of sessions where we learned about customer insights into what people thought about our product, our brand. You know, we're launching a pretty, you know, a fairly, at least over the past years, a new category, right? And we get all sorts of feedback of, you know, not a lot of people know what to expect when they try a mushroom jerky. It really allowed us to kind of gather really good data where we can actually hone in on our message a bit better on how to describe our product and also what our brand stands for. So that was super valuable. We had another session where we, you know, talked about, you know, more in depth on where our brand, kind of our brand elements, everything from our packaging to, you know, our social, and how we talk about our product. We had a great session where we were able to get, you know, kind of think outside the box of what we're pretty stuck in the weeds in our day to day. And we had some sessions where we were able to leverage some really, really smart people, creative people who reviewed our brand and gave us these amazing, ideas of how to talk about a brand, how to design our brand, and so on. And I think those two sessions were just incredible. We would have never have done it on our own. And then I think the last piece of that was very much, you know, giving us a chance to meet with the other brands and really get to know each other. Because I think, you know, it's exciting to actually go through the program and everything, but also what happens afterwards is important. And so I think we've gained, you know, really real friends and also people that we can leverage their experience after collab and lean on them as we kind of go through more and more challenges as we grow.
Yeah, I'll add also for me specifically, when we were onboarding and filling out paperwork, I'm answering a lot of questions and, you know, submitting forms. And I saw the prompt come through for Fortnite Collective. And I was reading the questions that they were prompting us, like, what are the top two themes people knew about your brand or your product? And what does your packaging look like today? And I Googled Fortnite Collective. And I just remember in the beginning, I was like, this is going to be amazing, this exercise, if it's what I think it's going to be. And it turned out to be just way above what I expected. We ended up having kind of a mini hackathon with Fortnite Collective, and they just completely reimagined what our brand looked like, was communicating, and just knowing from doing that exercise with other companies, I knew how just expensive and impactful it could be. So when we did that exercise with Fortnite Collective, that specifically I walked away from that thinking, unless I was in this program, we would never have access to that. I was emailing Jackie, I think, like, when do I get that deck? When do I get that deck from Fortnite Collective? Just could not wait to get that information and implement it for PANS.
That's incredible. All of that sounds really amazing. I mean, just getting to leverage the network of a company like Mondelez, especially like on the consumer insights and the branding and these other partnerships, that's so cool. I'd love to hear from the Gonanas team as well. How about you? What were some of the highlights?
Well, I definitely think Michael is right when he talked about the network. I think that being a entrepreneur can often be really isolating, even though I have the luxury of running this business with my best friend. Sometimes it feels like, you know, just the two of us against the world. And I remember one of the first days of the accelerator program, we met the Oat House team. And for those of you who don't know, because why would you? We've been dealing with a national oat flour shortage. And so we really bonded, you know, we were like, oh my God, the oats, it's like the worst thing ever. And so to be able to relate to people so strongly on both a personal and professional level was something I've just never experienced anything like that. And it was so comforting. You know, you feel like you're not alone. And then, oh, it's such a tough one. There are so many highlights of this program. I think that the times that we were in person were certainly the most impactful for us. And I think there were also just small nuggets. Like, we even found our accounting firm. That's something that we had struggled with for so long because there are so many nuances you deal with as a CPG brand, and to be introduced through Mondelez. You know, these are the people that really get it. They like saved all of our accounting woes, so to speak. So I think the highlights were all the relationships.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, we hear that a lot in startup CPG about the, you know, people are glad to find the community because it feels really lonely. And so you're able to be connected with a group of people at similar stages to you and brands in former cohorts that were also at similar stages to you. So just what an incredible connection. I think Bridget has something to add. If you want to go ahead, Bridget.
Yeah, you know, I think what's so important when we thought about creating Colab, and we've talked about it in the past, that the name is deliberate. It's a collaboration. It's not a competition. Everyone gets a similar experience. There's not a prize at the end for a winner. And because of that, it creates a community and a culture of sharing and a spirit of generosity across the participants and even the mentors, right? It's not like my company is the one that's going to win, right? We're going to help them. So you really have this abundance of resources wanting to be shared from the Mondelez side, but then you see it from within the companies themselves, the participants in the cohort sharing a true vulnerability of where their pain points are, right? Because then you're showing your areas of weakness and struggle, but it opens you up for others to say, well, we've used this vendor, or we did this, or we learned this. And as a result, you have just such a stronger outpouring of that physical support. And then as Maureen and I were saying, and we hear it over and over again, entrepreneurship is lonely. And this gives such a strong community. We've seen this with last year's class who came back for the showcase. Like, there's just some really beautiful relationships that came out of this that I don't think can be fostered without that level of collaboration and trust. And that trust goes deep for both sides.
Yeah, thanks for adding that, Bridget. I think it's super helpful to hear the intention behind that. It was set up really intentionally to not be some sort of competition where there's some grand big winner at the end, because then there isn't the same level of collaboration. You are trying to compete, and it becomes a little bit more, you know, gamified almost, where, but you've set it up so intentionally to be not that way, and that everyone can share, and there's no downside. There's only upside for everyone sharing with each other.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. And I'd also love to hear from each brand, you know, how do you kind of see, you've mentioned some pieces, but how do you really see this accelerating your growth? You know, what do you see coming for you next after going through this experience? And this time we'll start with the Gonanas team.
Yeah, it's actually funny. I've been getting that question a lot of what's next, what now. I honestly think it's just tackling our goals head on. For example, with retailers, Annie and I feel equipped and much more knowledgeable about the space. And so we're just meeting with our broker with a lot more knowledge. And so hopefully our success rate is increased, but going after things like that and just continuing to scale. I think one other thing we didn't touch on that was so valuable was in the operations side of things. So we got paired with Mike Mazzanti, the head of product supply and forecasting for Oreo. And he basically overhauled our current model for forecasting raw materials and productions. And so now we can really scale. We do monthly limited edition flavors and now have this strong backbone to forecast those better, as well as generally forecasting as we try to realize our retail goals. So just excited to start going after some of those big goals that don't feel so scary anymore.
That's incredible. What an amazing operations connection, because having those limited batch or limited run flavors and being able to have the flexibility to add more SKUs, it can be so helpful. But when I've been on the brand side, just a logistical nightmare of how do you forecast how much packaging to add? You don't want to have 100,000 extra bags, right, of something, or you don't want to run out. And so how cool to be able to connect with the person at Oreo and get that set up for making that part of your long-term strategy and being set up for success.
Right, exactly. I feel like you can't really scale without sound operations. So we definitely feel a lot stronger in that area.
Yeah, that's amazing. How about the Pans team? How do you see this accelerating your growth, this experience?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it actually accelerated in real time. I'll use one example where we got some tangible results immediately during the program. We had a session where we were able to dig into our spends data, which we haven't had before until Colab was able to create a session for us. And that was something that it was like going from a dark room to, turning the light on. We had no idea kind of where we were in the category. And we were able to use that information and data to present to Sprouts early this spring. And now we found out we're launching, we just shipped our orders, but we are launching in Sprouts this fall. So that was something that we were in real time kind of able to get results right away from the Colab experience. And really what's next for us and how we plan to leverage Colab is, like I mentioned before, we did a lot of brand exercise and learned a lot about our customers. And, one thing that we are in the process of is figuring out how do we become not just Pan's Western Turkey, right? We have a product that we know is going to grow, and we have a lot of consumers that are excited about us, being more available to them. But where do we go as a brand? How do we become not just a product company that makes jerky, but where does our brand go from just one product? And I think those all this 12 weeks of sessions that we had learning about ourselves, I think really puts us in a position to branch out and build our brand further. And then I would say the last thing was what I'm really excited about is I think every stage seems to have its challenges. That is what we've learned. And, we had a ton of great mentors as well that I'm excited to reach out to after the program now. And I think I wasn't sure if we were able to reach out to them beyond the 12 weeks, but a lot of them that we've been talking to are, they're like, yeah, please reach out as you get to the next stage or when you're ready for this issue or and that, please reach out and we can help you. And I think that's what, to me, that was kind of an incredible feeling coming out of our showcase last week that it doesn't end after 12 weeks. And so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, they're not allowed to ghost anyone. they may be busy and they may not have a formal obligation after the program, but you often hear they're so excited to help.
Yeah. Shannon, did you want to add something as well?
Well, just a quick correction. We're launching in Sprouts in 2 weeks, not in the fall. So if this reaches people, I want them to know they can get it in stores, actually.
Thank you.
Awesome. And congratulations. How exciting. That's incredible. Sprouts launch to come out of the program. And is that, I think Jackie and Bridget had shared with me, you know, as we prepared for this, that one of the that I think there was a buyer intro by one of the alumni of a previous cohort of CoLab. Was that part of that same retailer experience, or was that a different retailer? And if it's okay, if you can't share all the details.
It was a, we were at Fancy Food East, Summer Fancy Food, gosh, 3 weeks ago now, I think 4 weeks ago. And, you know, obviously the shows can be pretty overwhelming and pretty busy, but it's also great check-in point where you obviously meet a ton of buyers, and one of them we've been wanting to talk with, and you know, I think we ended up meeting them at our booth, but also at some of the networking events. We had a just really wholesome experience where you know, someone from the previous cohort and they presented to us early on in the CoLab program to share their experience. But you know, we know him, but not we don't know him well. And we were all kind of circled around and at this networking event. And he says, hang on a second, taps one of the buyers on the shoulder and says, hey, love for you to meet this amazing brand and team here, Michael and Shannon. They got an amazing product. You should get to know them. They're incredible. And there was no reason for him to do that. Like, it was just, and obviously there's a lot of work to do beyond that, but it was just really, really amazing of him just to make the effort to just make the connection and to facilitate the conversation. Otherwise we probably wouldn't have had that combo at all. And so I think it just really speaks to, you know, it's beyond just the 12 weeks. It's, I think we're truly a family now where we can lean on each other, whether it's the other brands or the mentors, after the CoLab cohort this year.
That's incredible. Wow. How cool. I'm also, I believe that the Go Nanas team did a session actually for the Snack Futures team about social media and consumer engagement. And I'm wondering if you, if one of you could share with us a little more about that, because I think it just shows the spirit of brands giving, you know, Mondelez sharing experience of just this back and forth of sharing information. So I'd love to hear about that session that you led.
Yeah, I'm happy to take this one. We just led a session on social media and community. I think we built our brand pretty much online. So it was so awesome for them to reach out to us. I think you come in to this program thinking we're just going to learn from them and there's nothing they can learn from us. And they really flipped that on its head and said, no, we're here to learn from you. You know, can you lead this session? So it was a great opportunity and just something we're really passionate about. So it was cool to be able to share that and just help them in any way we can.
Yeah, that's great. How cool. Did either team have anything else that you wanted to share? Any other highlights that we missed or that you've thought of, you know, as we've been talking of just, you know, pieces of the program that just were really valuable or that really you had an aha moment from? We can start with the PANS team if you have anything to add, and it's okay if you don't.
Yeah, I think I'll repeat it again. I'm excited. You know, the it's beyond, I think, what even the program, you know, the 12 weeks was amazing, but I still feel like people are still trying to help us from CoLab. That includes the mentors to other cohort and other classes. I think that's what I didn't expect going in, that it wasn't just like, okay, here's this startup, you know, MBA that you're getting, CBG MBA you're getting in 12 weeks, but we're still having follow-ups happening from CoLab, and it's just going to carry on, I hope, for a long time where you know, we can leverage the experience and relationships to continue growing our company. So I'm just really excited about that.
Yeah, that long-term focus is really cool. How about the Go Nanas team? Is there anything else you wanted to add that we didn't cover?
Yeah, I think one of the really amazing things that we got from the program was just validation for every aspect of our business, from incredible data that had super exciting results to seeing, you know, Mondelez, an insanely large company, having some similar issues than we do, and just knowing that this is the industry we're in, not company specific necessarily. So I think we're able to maybe dream a little bit bigger after this program, or a lot of it.
Yeah. And just to add to that, I think definitely validation. And also, we've talked about community so much, and it even goes beyond the CoLab community itself. It's just the CPG and food community, with which, Jesse, you're such a big part of and can, I'm sure, understand. But we were new to that before the collab, and they really opened up the doors to that. And I just think it's so important as you grow to have people, to have a network. Even like Michael said, when you have a question or you're working through something now, we have that support system and so many people we could turn to. And if nothing else, a Slack group where I can put the little questions to the big questions in. So we just feel supported, and I'm excited to engage with the community that's food and CPG in general. Both with Mondelez and Collab and just more generally. So that gets me really excited.
Great. And Michael, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, this is a quick thing also. Morgan and Andy kind of tickled my brain a little bit more. And I think one thing that, you know, we focus, it's really hard as we go through this experience, this startup experience, it's easy to go kind of drown yourself in the challenges because there's no shortage of them. But I didn't realize this going in, but learning from Mondelez's brands like Cacao and Dirt Kitchen, kind of learning how they have faced their challenges and both the, I guess, both the things that they are able to leverage being part of Mondelez, but also the challenges they go through. It kind of helped me, I guess, not compare in a bad way, but just kind of see that it's not just us having those challenges. And even with two companies that are in such an amazing company like Mondelez, also have challenges too. And it also helped me realize that we have advantages in a lot of ways with our size and team. So I guess it really helped me kind of see that not actually we have a lot of amazing things that we are doing kind of speaks to the validation that Morgan and Annie talk of that we can leverage with our, despite our limited resources and not necessarily having as much experience as people on the Mondelez team, but we also have a lot of advantages that we can continue leveraging.
Great. That's awesome. And I thought of one more question for both brands before we go into the details about, you know, the next cohort of Collab and information on that is, you know, you both have teams of co-founders, you're both involved. I'm wondering if you have any tips or, you know, just hearing kind of how you integrated being part of this program into your business, because I'm sure you were very, very busy before, you know, joining the program, and then you joined the program and it seems like you really took advantage of it. So was there anything that you did to, you know, structure your time to make sure you got the most out of it, or any tips for other brands that might go through the program in the future to just make sure they really take advantage of all the resources that are available through the program? And we can start with the GoNanas team.
I think that, you know, it's I'm not going to lie, it's a big time commitment. And I think it's really easy to say, you know, have somebody on your team take something because you don't think that maybe that subject of that lesson is necessary, or you know, oh, somebody is doing something so different from what your company is, so there's nothing you can learn. And that like couldn't be further from the truth. So making sure to show up to every single session and always go in, you know, eyes wide open, asking yourself, what can I learn from this person and how can I help? Because you never know what's going to spark innovation within your own company, or an area that you think you guys have nailed down could actually be really improved. So I think just making sure you're taking advantage of each and every moment, because it's a lot, but it really flies by.
Yeah, that's super helpful. How about the PANS team? Did you have anything you wanted to add as far as just, you know, tips for getting the most out of the program?
Yeah, I think part of the program that's great too is that Michael and I were the main, participants for PANS. We were actually able to invite other people from our company to join sessions. So we had invited people from our operations team. I actually was able to invite our freelance designer to some of the sessions so that they could not only learn, and some of them are group sessions, so able to get feedback, applied to just a variety of areas, not just PANS. So, you know, when you're a small team, you have to be really great at delegating. That's part of it. So in participating in this program, we were able to delegate and invite outside team members and really kind of, yeah, maximize the amount we could gain by enabling our team to join, learn, ask questions, connect with other Collab members. So that's a great part of the program too, just how widely available that information was beyond just Michael and me.
Great. That's super helpful. Well, the program sounds incredible. I'm guessing members of our community are going to want to put this on their, you know, their list of goals, or they're going to want to apply in the future. And I'm wondering if we could hear from the Mondelez team a little more about, you know, when's the next cohort, you know, what kind of brands and what kind of brands you're going to be looking for in the next cohort.
Sure. Jesse, I'll take this question. So Snack Future's mantra is good for people, kind to the planet, and deliciously fun. So for Colab 2023, we're going to be looking for brands that are deliciously disruptive. We will be opening applications in the fall. So to keep an eye out for when they're opening, you can follow Snack Futures. You can go to snackfutures.com, and applications will be opening in the early fall. We are looking for companies that have really identified what their superpower is, that they've found their product market fit, and they're at an inflection point in their business, ready to really accelerate to the next level and take off. And so we've found that we're best able to help companies that are generating around $1 million a year or more. That being said, if you're not quite there yet, but you think you have a great fit for our program, we'd also encourage you to apply. We had several participants in our 2022 cohort that had applied in 2021. They weren't quite ready for us in 2021, but we had spent a year tracking their progress, and it was really incredible to see what they had accomplished in that year. And that made their application in year two all that much stronger.
Great. I was just going to ask, if you don't get in, you know, on this round, you know, it sounds like don't get discouraged. You can definitely, you know, reapply. It might not be a fit at that moment, but you may be a fit in the next year or a coming year.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great. And so you said they can go to snackfutures.com and follow that. We'll also be, if you're part of the Startup CPG community, I'm sure we'll be sharing when those are open. But great to, you know, great to keep track of and keep tabs on. Is there any other tips that you have for, you know, for brands applying that kind of set them up for success in their applications? I think when we chatted last, you had a few tips for kind of, you know, things to think about or ways to frame your business to, you know, to show that you're ready to really leverage a relationship with a brand like Mondelez.
I think one of the things that will make a brand most successful when submitting their application is really being honest with where they are in the business, what challenges they face, and what their superpowers are and what they've really mastered. As we talked about earlier on this call, Morgan and Annie came in, their superpower was how they leverage social media and have built this influencer community. And so we knew that that was something that we were so impressed by and wanted to learn from. That strengthened their application. At the same time, we had companies that were really transparent about where they were struggling. And when those are areas where we feel really strongly that we can help, that's a perfect match for the program. So I wouldn't be shy about what your challenges are and put it all out there. It's all about having a really transparent and honest relationship right from the beginning.
That's great. And was there anything else, either Bridget or Jackie, that you wanted to share about the program before we wrap up, or any other final thoughts?
I think for us, we're just super excited. And I think what's even more incredible is it's not just the Snack Futures team, but it's the broader Mondelez employee base, the leadership team. I mean, Dirk shows up. There's a heightened interest in this area, which is really wonderful to see. And so, you know, if you're thinking about it, we'd encourage you to apply. If you have doubts, you talk, reach out to, you know, those on this call or in the community. And I think what you'll find from firsthand experience is, you know, that's the most powerful storytelling that we can give of how we can show up for you.
I think one thought to just add is I believe there's a small part of everyone who works in a big company that has a dream to start their own business. And what's amazing about Colab is that the folks at Mondelez that are involved in the program have a chance to live the life of a startup for the 12 weeks of this program. And it has just given us such an appreciation and admiration for all of our startups that have participated in Colab, but also all the startups that we've met along the journey, and you know, all of your listeners, for how much heart you have, how fearless you are in your journeys, and how much grit you demonstrate on a day-to-day basis. So really just so impressed by this community, and really look forward to hearing from all of you. And for those of you who are interested in applying, to seeing your applications.
Great. Thank you. Was there anything else that anyone wanted to add, either from our brands or from Mondelez, before we wrap up? This is the moment in the wedding where they pause to see if anyone has anything to say.
Apply. You won't regret it. If you're on the fence, do it.
Great. Perfect. I think that's the perfect note to end on from Shannon. So thank you all for joining us. I mean, first of all, thank you to the Snack Futures team for, you know, being a part of the Startup CBG community and sharing the Colab opportunity with our community members. You know, it's always a pleasure to have Bridget and Jackie on the podcast. So I'm so glad you could come back. And like I said earlier, we could kind of come full circle on the, you know, the real impact of the program. And then I'm so glad that, you know, so grateful to the Go Nanas and Pans team as well for being willing to come on the show, share your experience with our community. And yeah, we're so grateful for the community aspect of this, and that we have so many great partners and brands, and you know, that our community can hear more about this and, you know, set this in their sights. So thank you all so much for being here today. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks for joining us. Special thanks to our partner, Snack Futures. You can find them at snackfutures.com. Link is in the show notes. This Startup CPG podcast is executive produced by me, Jesse Freitag. Theme music is by the Super Fantastics. We'd love to have you join our community of founders and experts. Get the invite at startupcpg.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening right now. It's the easiest way to help us grow our community. See you next time.